Have you ever thought about the difference between goals and priorities? Did you even realize that there is a difference? Join me in episode 130 of Just One Simple Thing as we dive into this idea. We'll talk about the difference, what happens when they're aligned, and what to do when they can't be aligned. Shall we? Hey, friend. Welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. Hello, friends. Today, I want to loop you into a conversation that's been happening in my membership, the Honor Circle, and in some real-life circles where I've been hanging out. It's this idea of the difference between goals and priorities, and specifically, what to do when your goals and priorities are not aligned. We'll begin by understanding the difference between goals and priorities. Goals are targets we set for our ministries or businesses. Launching that podcast, expanding our social media presence, or boosting monthly revenue. They drive us forward, giving us purpose and direction. They're born out of the passion the Lord has given us for our message. However, life's priorities are the realities that we face: a full-time job, family responsibilities, caregiving duties, or health concerns. They often dictate how much time and energy we can devote to our goals. Imagine you're a passionate online ministry leader or entrepreneur with big dreams. You can't wait to launch that new podcast series and grow your business. But there's a catch. You're also a mama bear with young children. Of course, your kids are your top priority, and your windows for work may only come in the cracks of time, which makes it nearly impossible to make the progress you want to make. Aligning goals with life's priorities becomes a frustrating tightrope walk. You're torn between pursuing your dreams, the dreams that God has given you, and fulfilling your responsibilities, which have also been given to you by God. It's a dilemma many of us face, isn't it? We can all agree that life is so much easier when our goals align with our priorities. We have clarity, balance, and consistent progress. But what do we do when our goals and life's priorities don't match up? When the demands of our daily lives clash with our aspirations? It's in these times that we lean on our faith and trust God's guidance. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we're reminded, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Trusting God's wisdom enables us to set the best course of action, even when it means adjusting our goals or timelines. We can set realistic expectations for ourselves. Progress may be slower than we want, but it's still progress. So, what practical steps can we take when our goals don't match our priorities? First, we can practice patience and give ourselves grace. This was the number one tip from the Honor Circle members when we discussed this topic. It's okay to reassess our goals and adjust our expectations as life unfolds. Secondly, we can embrace flexibility and creativity in our approach. Find pockets of time in the middle of life's busyness to work on our goals, whether it's during nap times, carpool times, early mornings, or late evenings. Every small step forward counts. And pro tip, keep a 20-minute list handy, a list of quick but productive things you can knock out whenever you find a few unexpected minutes. Then you won't be wasting those unexpected minutes trying to think about something you could do. You'll find more ideas about this way back in episode 11. It's also something we work on in our monthly free plan and pray sessions. And finally, let's prioritize self-care and rest. Balancing goals and life's demands can be exhausting, so we gotta make time to prioritize our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Taking time to recharge and refuel is a sign of strength, not weakness, and an exercise in faith. This is one that I'm sorry to say I neglected for far too long, and I've been working hard on it in the last several months. It may sound funny to say I'm working hard to rest, but you other go-getter Jesus girls totally get it. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You'll never not feel a little guilty that you aren't doing more for this dream that God gave you, because there will always be more to do. But when God called you to this dream, He also knew your priorities. He walks beside us, guiding our steps and sustaining us through every challenge. So we can trust that God's timing is perfect and embrace the balance between chasing our dreams and honoring life's priorities. Now, for your one simple action step, put a circle around the last Saturday of every month. That's when we have our monthly plan and pray or quarterly strategic planning sessions. Keep an eye on my email newsletter or social media, or check the links in the show notes to get connected. Thank you for joining me today on Just One Simple Thing. If you have a friend who's also struggling with the balance between goals and priorities, please share this episode with her. You'll be glad you did, and so will she. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you, the most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it. You can get all the details at the link in the show notes. And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.